So, the other day, someone was asking me if I've ever gotten my heart broken before. I don't know. Do I look like somebody who has gotten his heart broken before? No, answer me. If they tell you, okay, do you know Suki? Yes, I know Suki. And has he ever gotten his heart broken before? Would you say yes or no? I don't know. Anyways, welcome everyone. This is another episode of Unzone Bullshit, or like we like to call it, OSBS. You know, the show where we pick out the bullshit from everyday things. Yeah, and today we're going to be talking about, let me say, the topic of this episode is Let's Date. Yes. And no, people, no. Don't get your hopes up. Don't get so hyped. This is not a dating show. I'm not going to hook you up with your crush. You know, that babe that you were eyeing all those years ago. No. This is not where you get her. This is me picking out the, you know, let's just go on. And you'll see how it is. Today's show, we're going to be talking about dating. Then I'm going to tell you the difference between dating and courting or courtship. So, and then we're going to be looking at the bullshit reasons people, you know, go into relationships, and we are going to be talking about why. Fairly why? Well, I guess I would like to push one or two reasons why some people would do the way the things they do in relationships. And again, this is On Some Bullshit, and this is Let's Date. So, like I was saying initially, somebody was asking me if I've gotten my heart broken before. I'm going to say this now. I'm not going to, listen very closely, because this answer is not going to come again. Yes, it happened one time before, but that's not the point of today. I'm just telling you that I sort of, almost have an idea of what it is. So, let's go straight into the issue for the day. Today... When I say today, I mean in society today, a lot of people mix up dating and courting. So let me try to help you out here. Dating is, let me make it very simple. Dating is not serious. Yes. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying a guy and a girl that really like each other. No. Dating is like the first step. Yes, let's go with that. Dating is the first step in the whole relationship thing. You know, you meet a girl, wherever you meet your girls, wherever you meet your guys, and then you go, oh, hi, what's up? You guys exchange numbers. Then you call her up, you chat him up, and you decide, okay, let's go to the movies today. That. You are going on a date. That's you going on a date. That's not you, whatever. Now, if you ask some people will tell you dating is whatever it is. But me, I'm telling you, dating is what you do when you are just testing the waters between with you and somebody. When you're not sure, anyhow it goes, where it goes, anywhere it heads. If it heads in the right direction, if it heads in another direction, that's dating. Dating is testing. Dating is trial and error. That's dating. You know, Netflix and chill is a prime example of dating. Yes, that's a date. Hey, what's up? You want to Netflix and chill? Oh yes, hello. Come on, definitely. Yes, that's a date. She came on a date to your house. I don't care what happens afterwards. She came on a date to your house. That is dating. Now, courtship is taking it to the next level. When people are courting, you know, it's like a pre-engagement, so to speak. You have not asked her to marry you, obviously. But it's more exclusive. It's more serious now. It's more serious. That's courtship. That is courtship. That is when, you know, when people see you, they can ask you, oh, how's Jane? Is she good? You guys are good? And you go, oh, yes, Jane is fine. She's home. Yes. I'm not saying if you're dating somebody, you can't ask those questions, but when you're courting, it's more, what's the word I want to use? Somebody borrow me English now. It's more intense. Let's go with intense now. It's more exclusive. the word exclusive comes to mind when we're talking courtship. There is no there's this thing most guys, okay, not most guys, some guys say, where they tell you, you can't always eat white rice. Sometimes try to eat jollof rice. Sometimes try to eat fried rice. We know what we're talking about here. We know they mean you can't always be with one girl. You try to, you know, branch out and taste some other girls. Uncle, are you normal? No. Is that the way we're going now? So you'll be sampling up and down. Sample, sample, sample. That's how you get in trouble, in case you don't know. That's how people get in trouble. There are so many things wrong with that notion, but I will get to that later. One thing most people don't do in any kind of relationship is to define it. You know, I mean, you can't overstress the importance of defining your relationship. Defining a relationship actually helps you get to courtship faster. I mean, we can be dating for, I don't know, as long as possible. You know, some people think courtship depends on the time you've been together, but I don't think that's true. I feel like I can date somebody for years. I will not know where we're going. You know, we'll just be playing. We keep telling ourselves, yes, we're serious about it. But in our hearts, we know we're not serious. I know in my heart that, okay, at any point in time, she can just up and leave. And if she goes, I'll be fine. I'll move on to the next one. That's dating. With dating. But when you define a relationship, then you ask those really important questions like, okay, where do you see us in 5 years? I don't know, some people that do 5 years, some people do 2 years. I've had somebody ask me, where do you see this thing going in the next 2 months? I shit you not. In 2 months. In my head, I'm like, okay. You know, then it was a weird question to ask me because I felt we just started. How can you be asking me, where do I see you in 2 months? Man, babe, in 2 months, I see you still where we are, you know, getting to know each other. But now thinking back on it, well, she had a point. I won't even lie. She had a point. I guess she was more ahead of me. Yes, let's put it that way. She was more ahead of me in the process of getting to the actual place most relationships get to, you know, the courtship part. Though in my head, I'm not even going to lie, it was just trial and error for me. I was just having fun. It was just fun for me. To me, a relationship starts, to me, let me reiterate, to me, Suki, a relationship starts with just having fun, you know, just chilling, just hanging out. What's up? Where are you? I'm at home. Okay, do you want to come over? No. Okay, do you want to go out? Let's go somewhere. To me, oh, for the first year, that's what I'll be doing. That's just me. We have those that, you know, love at first sight. Apparently, it's a thing. It's a thing, I think. Well, love at first sight is a thing for some people. But you see, again, that mistake most people make, even the love at first sighters, is when they think, oh, I'm in love. Oh my God, I love him so much. Oh my God, I love her so much. And then you just let it go like that. What you've done there is you have put yourself in the path of dating. You're just dating each other. You're just going on dates. Oh, hi, babe, what's up? Yes, you're exclusive, or you think you're exclusive. Yes. But the moment you don't have those, you know, questions, you don't ask those questions of each other, the where are we going with this? Is this something that is going to see, you know, fruits? Let's put it that way. Is this something that's going to bear fruits? Is this something that's going to see me with you for a long time or forever? Yes. Those are the questions you ask when you are courting. Then it becomes more a serious thing. You know, people get really serious in courtships because we know, okay, we are going to the, like we used to call it in school, then we're going to the permanent site. We're moving to the permanent site. You know, dating is the temporary canopy, that tent, the camping hut that we put out before. But now we're packing up our camping site and we're moving to the house. That is moving from dating to courtship. Now there are some. I'm kind of short of words on what to call them, because like you always hear me say, to each his own, to each her own too. For all you Petrasky people out there, to everybody, everybody has the choice to do whatever the fuck they want with themselves. Yeah, but then there are some things that you don't, that just don't go well. They don't make sense. For instance, I've seen guys that have had girlfriends, like steady girlfriends, who they say they are courting. I mean, they have proposed to these girls. And in the, you know, that short space of time between proposing and saying yes, and you know, the oh my god, yes, yes, all that, and to I do, within that time, I don't care how long the time or how short it is, you see these guys still sleeping around. When I say sleeping around, I don't mean going to their friend's house to sleep. Don't be coy. You know what I mean. Still fucking around. Still calling girls up. Hey, babe, what's up? Where are you? Come over. And I asked one time, like, okay, do you see what you're doing? You have a girlfriend, but you are still sleeping with other girls. And his response was, well, I cannot always be with the same person forever like that. I have to try other things. And right there and then, I told myself, wow, there are people. Like, if you cannot be with one person, then what's the whole point? What's the whole reason behind you, you know, asking her to marry you or making her feel like she has a future like that? I don't see it's been good, so to speak. I'm trying not to put everybody in a box right now. It's really hard because the amount of guys and girls that do this shit out there is staggering. It's confusing. Okay, let's dial it back a bit. I am not saying I'm a saint. Let's get that right. But you see that whole process of cheating and then justifying your cheating by saying, okay, my girlfriend is a virgin. I'm trying to keep her for marriage. So when we marry, yes, then I'll be faithful to only her. Or the usual rice and food analogy. I don't subscribe to that. That's bullshit. Come on, let's be guided, people. Be guided. It's you stay with one person. It's a relationship. You are in a relationship with this person. Okay? Don't be jumping around like a monkey that has seen too many trees around and is trying to, you know, see which branch is stronger than which other branch. Come on. Keep your partner's emotions at the forefront of your mind. Like, what happens if he or she catches you cheating? What? You're going to talk your way out of it? You're going to give them excuses as to why? What? Anyways, I digress. One thing people don't, you know, get in the whole dating scene is this. If we're going on steady dates, you know, and we are boyfriend, girlfriend, yes, we say we're exclusive. It's all good. But then, again, it comes down to defining it. If you do not ask me, I know where you're going. Don't even go back to the issue, the instance I gave before of me and the babe. Stop it. If you don't ask those questions where, you know, you ask yourselves, what am I doing with this person? Where do we go from here? If those questions are not asked, I can always up my sleeve at any time and tell you, well, you didn't tell me we're going to go forever. Me, I was just having fun. So again, people, dating, courtship, two different things. Okay, let's put it this way. Two sides of the same coin. Yes, two sides of the same relationship coin. In that, most times, you're usually dating leads to courtship. Let's get that straight first. dating is supposed to lead to courtship. And you know, there are some people that I really envy, some people, you know, who see you for the first time and they just know, boom, love at first sight. I envy those people. Like, how do you guys do it? Is it the usual or the literal butterflies in your stomach, or you just can't see yourself with somebody else other than somebody you just met? How does it work? I don't get it, because I'm just meeting you for the first time. For all I know, you could be a serial killer, and then boom, love at first sight, just like that. Also, it's usually those kind of people that get hurt most, because like I said, you don't know the person at all from anyway. You met them out there, you know, she's cute, he's handsome, six packs, flat tummy, you know, everything, the whole nine yards, figure eight, what else, what do you guys have again? Tall, dark and handsome, like myself, yes, I know. What else do they have again? Oh my gosh, I've been single for so long. This is something else. I have been single for so long. You cannot judge me. No, you cannot judge me for being single. I have my reasons. Please, we'll talk about it. Or maybe we won't. Maybe I will. I haven't decided yet. But the thing is, there are common mistakes that people make in relationships that I feel like they could be avoided. Yes. See, till this episode ends, you're gonna hear a lot of defining your relationship, because that's like what a lot of successful relationships are built on. When you know where you're going, yes, it's not a business thing, yes, it's not a business endeavor, it's your heart and all that, yeah, we understand. But at the same time, if you don't regulate how you do things in life normally, does not go sideways. It does. So the same applies to your relationships. If you tell yourself, okay, I see this babe, she's hot, we all get it, before you meet somebody's inner self, you meet their outer self first. Let's understand that. That's one thing I keep trying to tell people. Like, you know, those people that used to form, it is not all about outer beauty, it's about inner beauty. Excuse us. If I don't see your face, I'm not going to want to. What am I supposed to just walk up to you and be like, oh, hi, can I meet your inner self? Hello. You walk up to somebody. So please, before you go about talking, doing the whole inner beauty, outer beauty thing, let's know where we're going in this thing. Let's guide ourselves. Let's guide ourselves. Or like I was saying, be guided. That kind of thing. It's always very funny when I hear of relationships that break up because of really weird reasons. Like, there was this one I heard where she said, okay, we're fine. It was really messed up in that they were together for what, years? And it was years, but I can't remember how many years, but it was like years, not one, not 2 years, like years. And then all of a sudden, I called her up and we're talking. And so, how's your boyfriend? Oh, we broke up recently. Hello? You say what? Why? He didn't cheat on her. She didn't cheat on him. Okay, so what else could have caused a sudden break? I just felt he wasn't ready. He wasn't serious. In my head, I'm blanking out, like, exactly. There's nothing. It was just crickets chirping in my head, like, how do you just one day just up and decide he's not serious with me and I want to just let him go like that? Did you actually talk to him about it? He said no. So when you broke up with him, what did you say? I didn't tell him. I just told him that I wasn't doing it again and I was done. Wow. I mean, what I took away, my takeaway from that whole scenario was that they didn't have those important discussions. The ones you are supposed to have, you know, with somebody you are supposedly in a relationship with. Also, there's also this very, well, it was rampant at a point, I don't know about now, where in a relationship there's supposed to be two people, there's only one person. I was a victim at one point. Yes, I say victim. Because in my head, I was in love. Damn, I was in love. It was, but I was the only one in the love bubble. It was just me. I was loving myself. and loving an idea of who she was. Let's just fast forward to it didn't end well. Or like they always say, it ended in tears. Ah,
oh my goodness. Okay, well, I didn't cry, but
yes, that's the story of my heartbreak. Leave me alone. In my case, I guess it was the same thing. We didn't have those discussions, but we thought we did. We sort of thought we did. You know, we'd talk about the future. Talking about the future is not a guarantee of the future being there. If you don't plan towards it, if you don't know where that person stands in your future, you just be talking about your own future. The person just be nodding head like Agama Lisa, like, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Oh, it's really beautiful. Yes. Oh, two kids. One boy, one girl. Yes. Oh, one big house, you know, like three cars, one for the kids, one for me, one for you. Okay, yeah, no. Mm-mm. That's not how that works. You need to be sure you are in a relationship with somebody, not just yourself. If you keep going on and, you know, keep deceiving yourself, oh my God, I'm so in love and he's this, he's that. Ask yourself this. Do you see yourself in a more assured, yes, assured spot? You know, it's all well and good. I can drop advice from now till tomorrow. Some people will still do the same thing they want to do. I get it. You want to have a relationship. You want to have a boyfriend. You want to have a girlfriend. Go for it. Let nobody tell you that you can't have a boyfriend or girlfriend. No, 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 no. Please go for it. But here's the thing you should ask yourself. In this relationship I'm about to enter, am I just going to go into it for fun? Or do I see myself doing this for a long time? Now, if your answer to number one is yes, and the answer to number two is yes, good for you. Good. You got to figure it out. You're going to have a lot of fun and then boom, next level. But if your answer to one is no, and the answer to two is yes, I'm going to beg you, you know, take your time. There's one mistake people also make is when they rush, when they feel pressured. They let society pressure them into, you know, getting into these things. Ah, yeah, girl, your time is this thing. You don't have a lot of time. I'm sorry, wait, what? Where, how, can you, is that scientific, can that be scientifically proven? Oh, your excuse is that, what? You don't have children. We can adopt. You know, yes, I get it. You want to have your own child and all that, but do you want to have that child with somebody who doesn't respect you? Ask yourself these questions. Do you want to be respected in your relationship, or do you want to be just anybody in your relationship? Don't jump into a relationship where you are the footstool. Yes, or you're the door rag. You know, the doormat where somebody just steps on you and then walks into the... No. Have a relationship that is happy. Have a wholeful relationship. If you take nothing from this whole rambling and ranting and ranted, have a healthy relationship. That's what you really need at the end of the day. You're dating, you're courting, you want to eat rice up and down, rice that will purge you, or you want to, you know, keep your girlfriend and then use other people's daughters anyhow. Okay, we get it. But let me tell you this. All those girls are using up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down like that. I guarantee you, one of them one day is going to hold you down. Like, hold you down. And then the one that you are saying you are keeping for marriage will now be heartbroken. Then I would like to see how you want to get out of that. Anyways, let me bring it down a notch. I love love. You love love. We all love love. But it comes down to the fact that if you are not happy in your relationship, let me just sneak that in there. If you're not happy in your relationship, get out or look for ways to make it happen. You know, make your happiness your own. Don't let society be telling you, you have to do this because, no. It's you. You, yourself, and you. Because you're going to have to live with yourself for the rest of your life. Those people that are telling you this and that, they're going to move on and be happy with themselves. You're just going to be on your own, licking your wounds. Literally, licking your wounds. Because you're going to be in so much pain if you let people push you to do what you don't want to do.
You know, this way I was planning to actually go out in style, like, yeah, and now we've come to the end of this episode, and I'm going to be here. I'm gonna give you your next episode, and you know we're gonna flow. Somebody said I sound like I'm bipolar. Hey, what can I say? It's okay. AKA Black Raven, this has been On Some Bullshit, and today we talked about let's date, you know, about relationships. Well, somewhere along the line, I might still touch back on this a little bit again, you know, because I feel like I didn't really, yeah. But you know, it is what it is, and like I always say, be guided. Bye.